So I'm here talking with Frank Travis. Frank, thank you so much for taking time out to speak to me today.
You're welcome.
So you're a key coordinator on behalf of TASC. Can you tell us what TASC stands for and the service that they provide for anybody that hasn't heard of them?
Right. TASC is Tameside Armed Services Community, and we always say that the most important word in there is community. After Tameside Council signed the Armed Forces Covenant, which is the promise of the nation to not to disadvantage by their service those who have served or are serving, it's about creating that sort of level playing field for those who've served, simply because in many different ways they find themselves disadvantaged, from phone contracts to jobs to childcare to schools. Not necessarily tragically, but often they do have some difficulties. And of course, we're not a remembrance organisation, but quite clearly there are things that we do which will have resonance in that. And about the idea that we celebrate and commemorate particularly. TASC was formed, has been now running for a few years, and it was formed about 3 years ago formally. The idea was that we should have a structure around delivering the covenant within Tameside, and some officers assigned to that. But the idea behind TASC was basically a voice for the veteran, something which the council and other people could turn to for support, for guidance, and take on veterans' views. And we developed TASC as an organisation to run projects, to do events, to do education and information. So there's a whole lot of things where we've had those connections. So TASC is hosted through Tameside Council, yeah. But it is an independent body that looks after interests of servicemen and women.
I think one thing that is always looked back on quite fondly, you know, when we're discussing wartime, is the entertainment, is the music and the films and also the books. And you're going to speak to us a little bit about that now as well.
Yeah, sure. I'll talk about films. I mean, I am not a film expert. I'm not a critic, but so our speaker's really someone who might want to give a few pointers to where people might want to look to films. I mean, they will be the ones that everyone knows.
Yeah.
But I think I'm talking about Second World War era films here, or about that subject rather than others. So War, that fabulous film that came out last year, 1917. There's been such good material produced around the First World War. For example, Paths of Glory, made with Kirk Douglas many years ago.
Yeah.
About the fabulous film. But if we talk about the films around the Second World War, I think, and again, very personal story,
yeah.
Is that one of the first films I remember going to with my father, which is the epic The Longest Day, based on the book by Cornelius Ryan. And that takes you through the day from different people's perspectives across the whole patch. And it's a sort of almost a documentary in the way it works, but almost every star that was a star was in there, from John Wayne downwards almost. It's sometimes seen as a little bit of it was made by Daryl F. Zanuck. And it does have an American perspective to some degree, and some of it just seem a little bit corny now. Sean Connery appears in as an Irishman, but all these characters pretty much were real, they were real people, and it's an epic at 4 hours, but it's well worth the watch.
Yeah.
At the time, in the 60s, I think it was 63 it came out, it was the most successful black and white film I've ever made. It was odd that it was made in black and white at that time, and I think it was supposed to, because it was obviously most of the presentations around film wartime had actually been black and white, so it sort of resonated back to that. Moving on a little bit, there's also some slightly sort of left field films that are out there. David Bowie was in a film called Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, yeah, and that's about that prisoner of war, that serviceman's relationship with the Japanese. And it's not lots of bullets and bombs. It was more relationships. So that's interesting. There's a number of films that have come out that I can't not mention, which is the ones that are perhaps a bit more tongue-in-cheek, a bit more adventure story. Kelly's Heroes with Telly Savalas and Clint Eastwood tells a story of a tank crew, an American tank crew in Europe in 1944, 45, who are seeking gold in a bank to rob the bank. The Great Escape, which we all often whistle along to from time to time, although they took some liberties with that. That's a story of real tragedy because it was such a great scheme. But of course, at the finish, 50 of the 73, I think, escaped prisoners were executed by the Germans. And the RAF, because it was an Air Force camp, it was a Luftwaffe camp that they escaped from, a German Air Force camp. The perpetrators of that wasn't the German Air Force, it was the Nazi regime. And the RAF took particular pains to hunt down those war criminals after the war. I think what I would say to people is go and have a look on YouTube because there is so much on YouTube to have a look at and things that now seems to have passed into memory, but in it for interest and for cinematographic interest, there certainly would be. I hope that's been useful for some of your listeners.
No, that's been perfect. Thank you, Frank. So, how are you going to be celebrating VE Day? Obviously, we're not going to be able to celebrate as we usually would.
We're going to have, I'm going to encourage my neighbours on our street to have a virtual, well, a real street party, but in our own garden. And I'll be listening to Tameside Radio, of course.